This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly election 2026 has intensified across the state, with star campaigners of various political parties trying to woo voters through rallies, roadshows and public meetings. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a number of rallies today in support of party candidates. Yesterday, addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Burdwan, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the Seventh Pay Commission would be implemented. He also assured free bus travel for women and reiterated his party support for the Matua community.
People of the Matua community do not need to live in fear anymore. Bring the BJP government to power, and after 5 May, it will ensure that every brother and sister of the Matua community receives citizenship.
Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters' list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about exclusions. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. The Election Commission has rolled out unprecedented security measures for the second phase of the assembly polls. Apart from using drones fitted with camera for the first time ever in any election, a total of 2,321 companies of central forces are being deployed across the state, supported by 142 general observers, 95 police observers and 100 expenditure observers. Kolkata will see the highest deployment, with 273 companies under its police jurisdiction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K.V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas, and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms, and boosting ease of living. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were rushed out of the White House Correspondents' Association dinner uninjured by Secret Service agents early this morning after a loud, unidentified noise was heard in the premises. In a social media post, President Trump described it as a tense evening in Washington and praised the Secret Service and law enforcement agencies for their swift and courageous response. He said the suspected shooter had been apprehended. In Colombia, 7 people were killed and more than 17 injured when an explosive device detonated on a bus traveling along the Pan-American Highway in Cajibio, southwest Colombia. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night, chasing a target of 229 runs set by Royals. Sunrisers reached the target in just 18.3 overs. Earlier in another match, Punjab Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. In a double-header today, Chennai Super Kings will host Gujarat Titans at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. In the second match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Kolkata Knight Riders. And that is the end of this news bulletin.